You got a lot of sausages, certain things that just come to their head and...
And it chips it away again!
Toby Flood!
God's sake! He pulled my scrub cap off and he squirted water in my face and you're not allowed to do that!
Shut it off! Shut the confidence up!
What a joker!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Waist High Rugby Podcast, the podcast that people have asked for and you are getting. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Jack and Adam. And we're going to talk all things Norway and Denmark, the Oslo Fusion against Sagan coming up this weekend. And we'll, if we've got time, we'll dive into the Sevens, which is coming up in just about 2.5 weeks in Stavanger. But yeah, first, Jack, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Bit sweaty after the training session. We're trying to get the boys ready for Stavanger for a couple of weeks. Our first proper run out as our first official run out as a team. So doing some running. I listened to the pod, the last pod, when you boys were all talking about being healthy and stuff. And I messaged Adam to ask for some fitness drills for the lads. So he obliged. I don't know if he gave me ones that are going to make us better or going to make us worse, but we're doing the ones he sent over anyway. So hope it's not sabotage because I wouldn't put that past him. But no. It's good. It's good. Yeah, mate. It's good. All good.
Adam actually did message me on the side and he said, like, I've given Jack all the drills which have like the highest rate of injuries.
You know me too well, boys. I've been sus.
Adam, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, on the back of the last pod, got some really good feedback from people across Norway, which was really nice. Some people sharing with stories. I think it's the first, probably the most engagement I've had after a pod, which is really nice to hear, actually. A lot of people coming back saying that they were really happy with the vulnerability of us talking about our health and mental health as well, which was really good, actually. It's really good to see there's some good stories coming out of it and people who I've never actually spoke to one-on-one before coming out of the woodwork and having a chat and giving me their stories. So, yeah, and listening back to it, it was quite an interesting. Well, it was a lot of me talking, so I was very happy with that. So it was well overdue after missing one, but yeah, good to be back. Good to be back in the seat again, and good to see you, Jack. And so, what drills did you do today then? Out of the ones I sent.
today we did coat hangers.
Oh, nice.
So we did. We split into two. So I did. We did 7 or 8 minutes. It turned out being 8 minutes of one person did a coat hanger while the other one rested, and then when they got back, the other one did a coat hanger. So they ended up doing like about four each, and then we had like a sevens half, and then we did a 4 minute break, and then we did it again, and that was at the end of the training session, and people were blowing. Yeah, it was tough. Wow. That one. It's the bit where you, I don't know if people know what a coat hanger is, but you kind of run across the pitch, and then when you get to one touchline, you run to the posts, go around the posts, and then run the full length of the pitch, go around the other post, and run back to the halfway line. And it's the stop and start and like changing direction, which is a killer. Mm. It just takes everything out of your legs. You feel all right. And then as soon as you stop for the first time and you have to start running again, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Really tough. But it was good, mate. It was good. They did really well.
Yeah, we did it once with when Chinny was coaching us, and he was like, right, we're going to do one, because you do it in sets of 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we do a 3-2-1 or what? Yeah. Anyway, and then we got to the four and he went, right, you're doing another four. We were like, hang on a minute. You said we were doing 3-2-1. No, you're doing this. So, okay. So they've got back down to the last one. And he's like, we got to the last one and everyone give it their everything. And then at the end of the last one, he goes, right, you're doing another four. And we were like, what? He's like, yeah, you get bad decisions like that in referees. So you're doing it. And honestly, some of us were like, I think three of us were sick. But it's really good fitness, really good functional fitness. So good on you, mate.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. And the boys don't like me at the minute, but I think we'll be all right. We'll be all right at the sevens. That's what we're focusing on, not getting absolutely pounded at the sevens. So yeah, nice. bit running never did anyone any harm.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Good on you.
But, no, I've got one just before we start with the main podcast. I've just got a question for Adam. And firstly, congratulations on losing all that weight. But now, what what's your nickname going to be? Because we can't call you Fadum anymore. What are we going to call you now?
Thinnum?
It's weird, actually. It's weird to say that because I've been working on my own the last couple of days. So I thought I was getting through these, getting bored of podcasts I was into. So I listened back to the first podcast that I was on as a guest, and it was going through the nicknames. And that was actually quite a funny pod, I thought that was. And I was looking back at the nicknames, and obviously, well, like I said on that podcast, the Fadum means funny Adam, so it doesn't. I don't know what you guys are on about. What else could it mean? That's what the F stands for. So I'm going to stick with Fadum. So
you're mistaking us, Adam. What we're saying is, like, now with your newfound fame, you're just not funny anymore. You're too serious.
Ah, right. Well, my nickname has actually been changed since that pod last time, and it's actually Pumba, because one of the new guys' girlfriends came and watched us play against Bergen last season, and then apparently every time I got, she goes, "Oh my god, I didn't realise you're like a warthog. You just sound like a warthog when you get the ball, and no one can stop you." And you're just like, and I was like, "Warthog, thanks." And then one of the guys overheard and goes, "Aha, you're Pumba now." So I think my nickname is actually Pumba, which is all right. That's Hakuna Matata, as they say.
Love it. Guys, there's quite a lot of rugby coming up now. I think, you know, for me, I see April as like the start of a busy few months up until summer in terms of fixtures and sevens and 15s and everything else. But yeah, you know, this weekend we've got Norway traveling to Denmark. Adam, you've been named as vice captain, so big congrats to you. And there's a lot of debutants in the squad. Obviously, we don't know the starting team yet, but we've got the squad that 23 was announced. A lot of new players, a lot of new faces. Give us a rundown. What can we expect? Who should we be looking out for?
So I think we got in total Denmark this weekend. I think we got a total of 7 new debutants, which is pleasing to see. One of those being Arthur Alex from Sagene. So he's been training really well in camps. I think you guys will have known him with the Oslo Fusion. The other guy, another one is Johnny Woodfoot, the guy who I spoke to a lot about my training programs and stuff like that. Again, he's been training very well. He's looking very good. I know he's eager to get on the pitch. A guy, Hunter, who plays prop. He's brand new. I met him in the last camp. He's UK based, really young guy. I think he's 18, but went really, really well. Good in the open field. Another guy who's UK based as well is Lachlan. He's going to be playing back row. I don't know when this pod's going out, but I think the starting team's going to be announced soon. But he's the guy I mentioned last time when we played in Brighton. He was a big hitter. He's definitely one to watch. We've also got Kelsey, who's a scrum half for Sagene. Again, he's been training really well. He's a good addition to the team. We've got a guy called Kevin Merrington from Bergen, who's very fast and very dangerous with ball in hand. Good player as well. And I think the last one, but not least, is Matthew Royce from Blindon. Again, I think really impressed in the last camp. Obviously, comes from a good stock. They can, all those debutants can do a job. I don't think we've got, like, it's weird. I want to go away from being that diplomatic person that I was before and spurred on by Tom, and actually just be a bit confident. But what I like about this squad of 23 is that everyone's got something to add to the team, and I can't really see any sort of weak links, actually. And I think it's the first time in a long time that Richie's actually had a headache and had to let quite a few people down in terms of selection, which is pleasing in a way. Lachlan, I think, is one to watch for the forwards from the new point of view. I'd be interested to see how Kevin and Kelsey go in the backs as well. So from the debutants, those are ones to watch. The other guys, I'm pretty sure you're aware of what they can do, because they've obviously got caps.
Yeah, awesome. And what are you expecting from Denmark? Because I know the last time they came up, there was that, shall we say, controversial no try with when Nathan went down the wing from nine, and we all thought he scored, but yeah, was chalked off. And it was quite a tight game, but then they sort of, their subs seemed to, if I remember rightly, their subs were high class, and they kind of pulled away, and they had a really good winger. I think he played Pro D Dur or something. But what are you expecting from them this time going over to Copenhagen? Have you got any ideas?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, because obviously it was a while ago and they were away, and now playing them at home, everyone's always a bit stronger at home. If I'm being completely honest, I'd kind of hoped that we'd have had Denmark at the end of these three games instead of the start of these three games, purely for kind of continuity and stuff like that. But it's one of those things. I was thinking about what we're going to say to the lads when we meet up on Friday, when we have a meeting on the Friday night, and I always get to say a few words from as being vice, and what we're going to say to them. And the one thing I was thinking about was just like looking at the team sheet. And I know when I get in that change room and look at everybody around the room, there are no weak links in this team. And, you know, we're kind of lucky that everybody there can do a job. And it's just, I'm just hoping that we can kind of bring that everyone performs to the ability, which we know they can perform. And not use the fact that this is the first time those particular 15 players, because it's always the same, have played together. But Denmark are going to be tough. It's always a bit of a grudge match. But, you know, if you look at the game before last, they beat us like 40 or 45 nil. And then last game, we came off the pitch literally thinking we should have won. So hopefully we've grown a bit since then. And I think going into this game, it's definitely going to be a tough game. It always is. But we're going to make them work. And I hope the boys just basically front up in defence. And I think that's what's going to win it, whoever's got the strongest defence. We had two tries actually disallowed, which we thought were actual tries in the last game. And then they scored one really freak try where someone sliced the ball and bounced the ball, went into their winger's hands, and they scored off the, you know, one of the kickoffs. So if we can keep the penalty count down and keep our defence strong, then I think it's going to be it's going to be a good game. It's going to be one, if I wasn't playing, I'd be like really excited to watch, because I think it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it, and I'm excited to see how the new slim down Thinham Jones goes in. At 12, I assume you're playing 12. You're not playing back row this time.
No, I'll be playing 12. Yeah.
Nice. And so what kind of tactics are you guys going for? If you can say that. I mean, I'm sure there's no Danish people listening in, because I know we've had Richie on, and he said, you know, I want to give people, what did he say, like structure, but they can play what's in front of them, but structure. And then you kind of went away from that in the Latvia game to a more pragmatic kind of kicking game and more defense and forward orientated. And then that kind of backfired slightly when Latvia got into a pretty sizable lead pretty quickly. And then you sort of had to just fling it around a bit more. It's like, what are you looking to play and how are you going to play? Because it's changed a few times over the last year or so.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the biggest thing, I think what has been drummed into us the last times we've met is body language, and body language in terms of like urgency and doing the dog stuff and the no talent stuff, doing that really intensely. We've got areas of the pitch which we colour code, and then we play a game plan depending on which area of the pitch we're in. So our own 22 would be a red zone. Then we have that 22 to their 10-meter line, which is the orange zone. Green zone is their 10-meter to their 22, and then gold zone. So in defense and in attack, we use those colors. And then basically in the red zone, we don't play rugby. We just boot the ball and get it out. The orange zone, we challenge them, putting bombs up or playing territory, 50-22s, that kind of stuff, put the ball back and put the pressure back onto them. In the green zone, that's where we can start playing a bit of rugby. So we start getting into some phases and start playing a bit more attacking. And in the gold zone, we've set ourselves a target of coming away with points 60% of the time that we're in that zone. So it's we've got, like you said, Richie's giving us this structure. But you know, when you've got someone like Nathan Cummins at 10, anything can happen. We've also got, you know, Stefan and Nathan linking up as well, because Stefan's going to be on the wing, who I think is a guy who's just got a lot of X factor. Every time he plays, he's just absolute class. He just makes something happen out of nothing. So, and then we've got a few players that have come back from injury and some new players, which I think can really just add to that sort of intensity and body language. They play week in, week out at a decent level in England. And I think it's really exciting. I think this is the best chance I think we've got going away to Denmark and coming back with a W. It's weird because this week I've been thinking about it, and I don't normally think about a game until Friday night before the game, but I'm actually getting quite excited. It's weird. It's like I'm getting excited because I've got confidence in everyone that's going, you know.
That's awesome, mate. That's awesome. Do you have, I don't think we've ever asked you this, do you have any kind of weird superstitions on a game day?
Weird superstition on a game day?
Or
Nah, mate, nah. I'm very, very relaxed. I mean, if you look back to my pod when I did about Latvia, like I try and not get too mentally involved in the game until we're on the bus to the pitch. I don't even want to think about it because you can just drain yourself mentally. And a lot of guys do that, especially when you're playing and, you know, people are getting G'd up by playing for a country and all this kind of thing. For me, it's just another 80 minutes of rugby. So my mentality is just basically it's just an 80 minutes of rugby, and I've just got the pleasure of playing with really good players around me against really good opposition. I don't try not to get psyched out. It's just another game for me. I probably get more nervous playing for Stavanger than I do for the national team, because in the national team, I know I've got decent players around. Not that I haven't got to play decent players. But, you know, it's a different setup. We're there and, you know, we're there for the weekend. And, you know, it's good fun. All the boys are fully into it and stuff like that. But, nah, superstitions, I haven't got any of those, you know, where I kiss an egg or anything like that.
And for those that might want to watch, do you know how we can watch the game and what time's kickoff?
Not entirely sure what time kickoff is, but the NRF are going to be putting out a link. I think it's on Rugby Europe website, the official Rugby Europe website. Just be careful of those snakes that come onto social media and put on fake links. Don't click on them. It'll be an official Rugby Europe website where it'll be streamed. But normally it's about 3 o'clock, I think, 2 or 3 o'clock Norwegian time is when we kick off. So,
and what? I'm sure people would be interested in what your kind of pre-match routine is, because I heard something. There was a rugby player, I can't remember who they were, but they said they don't eat. Was it Ben Earl? I think it was Ben Earl said he didn't eat before he played a game.
And they were talking about, I think that was like, they were talking about Kyle Sinclair or something, and apparently he just doesn't eat the day of a game. Like, yeah, he just doesn't eat anything.
Some people have weird, and then I remember playing with Tom, first game I played with Tom, and I was like, you're not going to eat anything. He goes, nah, mate, I just drink coffee. And he drank like 5 coffees before the game. He just needed caffeine. And I've never really, because I've never really played at a proper level, but I've never had like a pre-match ritual where I'm like, I need to have caffeine before I go on the pitch, or I need to eat something the night before or whatever. But is there something that you do that you feel helps your performance in terms of drinking a coffee an hour before, or... Yeah, having rubbing one out in the toilet before you go out.
Yeah, never go out with a loaded gun. I have to have my morning relief, put it that way. And I mean by going for a poo-poo. No, we normally get up on the Saturday, and we'll all have a big breakfast together in the hotel. But like in terms of just before the game, I know me and Nick Sabia have a little bit of a. We have a particular drink. We call it the Maori Power Drink, and it's a Powerade mixed with a Red Bull. So what you do is you take your Powerade, you sip, you open your Powerade up completely, and then open your Red Bull. You take a little sip of the Powerade, and then you keep topping it up with Red Bull. So by the end of it, it becomes like halfway through, it's half and half, half Powerade, half Red Bull, and then eventually it comes all Red Bull, and that's what we normally drink, sort of like. As we're warming up, or just before we go out for the warm up, and then that's our warm up drink sort of thing.
That sounds absolutely hanging.
yeah, it's minging, but it gets you pumping. So that's good. But yeah, no, rituals, like I say, everyone's got their own personal ways of doing it. Like, some people like to bang their head against the wall and get themselves fired up. Some people are like really quiet. Some people, and that's the thing as well, like when you're a captain as well, like you've got to kind of read the room and see what the feeling is, and whether the body language and the atmosphere is too low. Do we need to pump this up, and do I need to start shouting at them, or is do people look nervous, do I need to reassure people, this kind of thing. So there's a lot of kind of like, before we all come together and have a chat and get G'd up before we walk on the pitch, you know, I'll be going around to individuals, and Eric will be going around to individuals and just confirming to the people what they're expecting from that game. So will Richie and Rob will be just confirming, right, guys, these are your three things that I want from you individually. And then, you know, little chit chat about, you know, whoever's got combinations, this is where I'm going to be. So, for instance, I'll be talking with my centre saying, like, look, if I go for a run, get there with me. I'm going to be looking to offload. I'm not just going to be looking to go straight down. I want to do an offload and get you there in the game. These little things, but it's good. I'm getting excited now just talking about it, because I'm picturing myself in the dressing room now, you know, with the smell of the DP and sweaty boys and big, good, handsome men around me and stuff. It's going to be exciting.
No, that sounds good. And who's going to be in charge of the tunes? Who's in charge of the tunes in the dressing room?
Yeah, so we normally have like a Spotify playlist that boys can add to. Eric, it's something that Eric introduced when he came in. So Eric normally brings a Bluetooth speaker and we put that on. And he'll then pick a few select tunes, which start getting a bit more pumpy uppy towards the you know, before we run out, sort of thing. So Eric's normally in charge of the music.
Right, nice. What kind of music is it though? Is it like hip hop or dance or hop?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture, really, because you know, but there's some good rock things going in there, you know, a bit of AC/DC. But then you've got some younger kids that like their hip hop and that kind of thing as well. I personally like the, you know, YMCA before I go on. That really gets me going. Yeah, I start dancing around with no clothes on, and it's really, yeah, boys seem to respond to it well, so it's good.
Awesome. Looking forward to hearing that on your away day pod. Are you up for doing another one of them, do you think? Or was it a bit stressful last time?
No, it wasn't stressful, but it's just whether there's a demand for it, really. And people are going to be sick of just hearing me going on away tours and stuff like that. But I'm happy to do it. You know, I can get a bit of material if we need to, if we feel it.
I think, kind of related to this, but obviously we've got the Stavanger Sevens coming up in 2.5 weeks, right? And the three of us are all going to be there.
Hmm.
I reckon we should host the social in the pub afterwards.
Yeah, that sounds good. What are you thinking? Do a bit like what Joe Marler does at the Clapham Grand, and do a live pod from the pub after.
Well, yeah, but we just don't record it. It's just like a special one for those in attendance.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'm keen for it. Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, yeah,
I think that would make people not turn up to the pub. I reckon people will go to the next one.
No, we just do it like at like midnight or 1 a.m. when people are like leaving, and or when the pub needs to shut, then like that'll just drive everyone out.
Yeah, you do that, but like after the touch, because I was so busy at the touch tournament, I was planning on doing one of those, you know, live pods as it were, and then didn't manage to get around to doing any recording until probably about 11 o'clock in the evening in the bar. And then I listened to the recording the next day and it was horrendous. Like at the time I thought I was being really coherent and flowing with the speech and stuff like that. But then when I heard it back, I was like, that was a really, really good song there. And you know, it's so good to see so many people here. So yeah, we can have a go and just have a laugh at it the next day.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'd like actually is, because I know I give you stick, but I'm not sick of hearing you talk, Adam. I love your voice. I love that spoke twang. But someone who did a lovely job the last time they kind of filled in for us, and I think they've they could do another job if they're up for it is the Honey Badger's brother.
Yes.
I think if we could chuck him the mic and do a bit of away day stuff with Nathan Cummins, I think that would go down a treat if he's up for it.
So we're going from Northerners to convicts.
Yeah.
It's the next step, isn't it, really?
As long as they're not actually Norwegian, I think we can get on the pod. Because we've been doing this pod for a year now, and I don't think we've ever had a Norwegian person on it.
Oh, really?
I was thinking about it the other day. I don't think we've actually had an actual Norwegian person on.
That's really bad if that's true.
We've had some halfies.
I'm not sure we've actually had a born and bred living Norwegian person.
At some point.
Yeah. But I can have a word with Nathan, see if he's keen for it, because he has got a very good patter, and his old man Mark Cummins is travelling over to watch the game on Saturday as well from Australia to come and watch. So I think he's got some really good chat. So if I can try and get something from him, that'd be pretty interesting, because at the end of the day, that's where the Honey Badger got all of his patter from his old man, and I would say arguably he's probably the funniest in the whole family. So we'll maybe get some interesting chat from him over the weekend as well.
Yeah, that would be good. We'll see. Yeah, we'll leave with you, Adam, and then we'll
hopefully. You know, I got a notification on my phone. It was like yesterday or the day before. We are literally we just turned 1 year old as a podcast.
Really?
Like literally in the past 2 days, we turned one. I think it was on like Sunday or Monday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, boys. Happy birthday.
So we're still going after a year. No one's cancelled us yet. Impressive.
I can't believe it. You know why? It's because Tom's left. If Tom had stayed on.
Yeah, but the thing is, on that note, though, I mean, when you first thought about having this, starting up this pod, I don't know who's best to answer this question, but like, What were your intentions when you first set out, and what were your intentions, and now you've got a bit of reality from the last year, you know, what how do they compare?
So, the pod started because we just needed to get Tom on the airways. Basically, it's a bit like you know, the Ricky Gervais podcast when he'd met Cole Pilkington and he'd said, we have to get this bloke on the airways because the stuff he says is just ridiculous. But the thing with Tom was it sounded ridiculous, but then you couldn't argue against it. Like it was, the more he talked, the more sense he made. So we just thought we were in the pub after training once, and we just thought we'd have to get this bloke on the airways. And then it just started from there. And I did not think it was going to last a year, and I didn't think we were going to get anywhere, you know, anywhere near the traction that we've got in terms of rugby in Norway. I thought it was just going to be us chatting shit about rugby and getting Tom to talk about rugby, but it's become a lot more Norway centric than I thought it was going to be.
Same.
And I think that's brilliant. I think that's,
yeah. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, no, it's just like you said, like there's 1,000,001 podcasts about people talking about just rugby in general, but there's doing it as a sort of like a local thing and getting people involved and doing it that way, I think is great. And a year ago, I didn't know anyone basically in Norwegian rugby. I knew a few boys from Trondheim and a couple of guys from Saga and stuff, but I didn't know anyone. And now it seems like the rugby circle in Norway is a lot smaller to me in terms of like, I know so many more people, like the connections we've made, and I hope we've been able to connect people and put a voice to Norwegian rugby. I think it's pretty cool.
I totally agree. I think I just want to go back to what you said a minute ago, Jack. Like, I think a lot of it was literally we're in the pub, you know, after trainings on a Thursday, we might go down to the local bar, have a few beers, or we'll meet up on a Saturday, or, you know, or during the Six Nations or whatever, right? And literally, when Tom was in those, like in the pub with us in those evenings, you knew that there was going to be at least like three or four topics of conversation that just repeated themselves every week. One of them was like, Dan Carter is the most overrated player in the world. That's something that Tom loves. He thinks Dan Carter was like absolute dog shit as a player. The whole thing he has about like mentality and fitness and all this kind of crazy shit as well. So like these were topics of conversation that we like, I think like me, Jack and Ben and others, we was there like, oh, for fuck's sake, we're listening to this again. Like, we just wanted other people to witness or to listen to the absolute nonsense that was coming out of his mouth.
You know when they say a problem shared is a problem halved?
Yeah. Problem doubled.
Yeah. So that was a bit like Tom. We went, right, if we can get 100 or 200 people listening to what you say, then we don't have to bear the brunt of this.
It was Freddie Stewart is shit. Dan Carter is shit. Attitude means nothing in rugby. And there was like a couple more you could throw in there as well. And yeah.
Yeah. No, it was good. But I definitely think the next wave of the pod is Tom versus, where we do a segment where someone can come on and argue with Tom about something. And then and then you can get a different guest in every week or whatever to just argue with Tom, because whatever you say, he thinks the opposite, and he's pretty bloody good at explaining himself and arguing against it. So yeah. Be an interesting one.
No, it's just weird because I went training with Sanders on Sunday night just to get a bit of extra miles in the legs for this Saturday. And we were around, standing around and throwing the ball around, and a guy who I can't remember meeting before, but anyway, came into the circle and I was talking, and then I was like, oh, have we met before, mate? He goes, oh, you're that guy from the pod, aren't you? I was like, have we met before? He's like, nah, but I recognise your voice. I was like, oh, right, cool. I just felt like, I was like, oh, is that how I am now? I'm that guy from the pod, you know? I used to be the guy who plays as Stavanger, but now I'm that guy from the pod, which I was kind of like quite proud of, really, to be honest. I think it's, it's nice because I feel
you
like...
You definitely had an erection when he said that.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I was just like, yeah, where do you want me to sign, mate? I was just like, yeah. But yeah, but it's good. I think like we've now become like a different from where we started. I think as well. Remember when I first started listening, it's kind of like loads of people are texting me on the sidelines saying, "Oh, can you advertise this on the pods?" It seems like it's kind of like another vehicle for communication within the community. Do you know what I mean? Which is, I think, it's really cool. But yeah, no, it's good.
No, it good, is. Good. So a year old. Well done, boys.
Yeah,
enough. 1 year. Hopefully, we'll have at least another what? When's the sevens? 3 weeks left, and then we can call it a day after that.
Until you two fall out.
Yeah.
It's a love hate relationship.
And he doesn't. This whole thing works because Adam thinks he's the best player on the pod, but when he sees me, he's gonna.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a love hate relationship. He loves to hate me, and I hate to love him. it's one of those.
But yeah, so Denmark Norway, that'd be a good game. I'm looking forward to this one, and you've hyped me up, mate. You've really hyped me up. But yeah, you hyped me up before every Norway game, and so I hope I don't taste. But no, it's going to be good. It's going to be good to see, and I see Jamie's back as well. That's big.
Yeah. Looking forward to playing with him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I assume he'll play outside you. It'll be you two in the centres.
Yeah. And then and Nathan Cummins, at fly off.
Yeah. Sorry, Nathan Cummins, Adam Jones, Jamie, Coyne, Stacey, midfielders. That's meaty, isn't it?
It's pretty good. It's pretty that's good. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
But I guess, Ed, we've got... There's that game, but then there's a proper game at the weekend, isn't there?
There's an actual, like, much more serious proper game of rugby going on Saturday. I don't know why we keep talking about these internationals. It's all about the club rugby. we've got on Saturday Gothenburg traveling over to Oslo to play kind of like a fusion, and they're playing against, I think we're calling ourselves the Oslo Fusion team, which is us and Sagner, and then there's a couple of players from Porsgrunn coming, a couple of Frenchies. To be honest, mate, I think it's just going to be, it's essentially just a French expat team. There's like, it's made up of about 10 French people. But yeah, I think, so yeah, that's happening Saturday afternoon.
Seconds. So what's the reason for the game now? Is it like a warm-up game or is it something else?
Yeah, it's literally just a friendly, just a pre-season kind of warm-up, friendly, however you want to call it. I think we're doing kind of, you know, rolling subs. It's going to be four quarters of 20 minutes, I think, on Vold Soccer. So yeah, just a bit of a warm-up slash pre-season game. There's a lot of Blindern players. I would say the balance is just about 50-50, maybe creeping a bit more towards Blindern in terms of representation, which is really good for us. And we have a lot of new players. Like, I think we're going to have, from the top of my head, I would say we're going to have about five or six debuts for Blindern on Saturday, which is good. And these are all people who've recently moved over or, you know, whatever it is, but they're quite, most of them are quite experienced players and they've played at a decent level in the past. So really, really looking forward to doing that. We've got our first joint session with Sargana, with the Sargana players tomorrow night, which would be good. And then, yeah, Saturday, I think Saturday afternoon, 2:30 kickoff. And then, yeah, and then a social afterwards, I think. So that should be really good. We've got some...
Yeah, man. I mean, we'll see. So who, like you always ask me, who are you looking forward to seeing most then in that team?
Yeah, so there's a few guys, really. We've got... a new French guy who'll be, I think he'll be playing fullback, called Malik. He's just moved over to Norway in the past couple of weeks. At training, he looks really good. He's quick. He's good under the high ball. He's got good hands. He's a skillful player. Looks very solid in defense as well. So really excited to see him. We've got these two Frenchies from Porsgrunn coming up, Lucas and Sebastian, who Jack has been raving about over the past few weeks. And they'll also be joining us in the sevens actually as well. So I think Lucas will be playing 13 for us. And then Sebastian will probably be a bench player, but he'll come in into the back row, I reckon, in the second half. And then up front, we have, who have we got up front? We've got a new guy, George, who's Welsh, and he looks like a bit of a nutter. I think he just loves to kind of get the ball, put his head down and run as hard as he possibly can into the opposing player. So that's going to be quite exciting to see. And then we've got Matthias at 10 from Sargana. Let me see who else we have. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of players.
Is your nemesis any, Matthias, Jonesy?
Nemesis. I always think of Snatch, that guy, when he says, nemesis, Morsan. he's not my nemesis. He's a good lad. Me and Matthias go way back from when I first started playing in Norway, and he was just like the typical party Swede that played for Trondheim. And we just get absolutely nailed together after games and stuff like that. But, nah, he's not my nemesis. We were both going for the same number shirt for the national team back in the day. But he's a good guy. Really good culture. I really like Matthias. Got a lot of time for him.
We've got... Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, I'm just looking at the squad again now. We've got... from Sargon, we've got Connor... Connor and Sean in the front row, which is really good for us. We've got, then in the back row, we'll have Paskey. We've got Jules and Johnson from Blindern. Then we've got actually another debutant will be Edmondo, who's kind of Italian-English, playing for Blindern. He looks really good as well. And then we've got a Kiwi, Lachlan, also, who's, I think it's his first 15s game for us. I believe it is. Maybe it's the second. So, yeah, a lot of decent players. It's going to be really exciting to see, and it's nice. It's really nice to kind of work with a lot of the Sargana boys on this and kind of train together and stuff like that, right?
Ah, awesome, man. That sounds really good. It's really positive that you've got like new players coming in, which is really positive. That's good to see. So hopefully you'll have a lot more pool to choose from when you travel, which will be good.
Yeah, we have signed up for Stavanger Sevens, and no, you are totally right. We've been lacking numbers, and actually the past few weeks at training has been really good. The other coaches, you know, Ben, Edmondo has taken on a bit of a coaching role. Theo and others have done such a good job. Like they're getting, you know, I think last night we had about 18 or 20 people down at training, which is great. I think they've taken a few plays out of your book, Adam, or Chinny's book, in terms of just smashing the fitness and other things. So sorry, Tom, we're moving away from your ethos of no fitness to try to focus a lot on that. I can hear my neighbour having an orgasm.
What does that sound like? What does that sound like?
I don't want to recreate it, mate, but I can hear it.
Wait, is it a girl?
Yeah.
Ed's girls don't have orgasms.
I've gone really red. Like, I just started to hear, like, what is going on? And yeah.
Now, mate, call the police. Call the police, because girls don't have orgasms, I swear.
He's faking it.
Oh, Adam's gone redder than me. He's having to take his hoodie off.
Getting hot under the collar here.
Sorry, that was really distracting. Where was I? Yeah, no, we've taken a leaf out of yours and Chinny's book with all this fitness and stuff now. So I think Ben, like, I think last night he hammered them pretty hard on the fitness, which is really good. So I think for the season, I think we're looking pretty good. I know we'll talk about it now, but we're really looking forward to Stavanger Sevens. I don't think we'll have our like ultimate strongest team out, but we're going to have a pretty damn strong team.
Yeah.
I think as well, because Gothenburg will be interesting, because I don't know, you don't really know what to expect, I guess, when you haven't played a team before and you don't really know any of the players. But Sweden, bloody good. Like Sweden, if we need to copy a team in Scandinavia or even in like a European team, Sweden are the blueprint, really, aren't they? Whatever they've done, maybe we'll get someone on who's into Swedish rugby. But whatever they've done, we need to do, because they look class and they just keep getting better and better and better. So Gothenburg would be an interesting. I don't even think they're not in the top division, are they? Are they in the second division? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah. I took a quick look at their Instagram, actually, just to kind of see like what kind of things, like what kind of numbers they get at trainings and stuff like that. They've got some, they look big and they look strong and like fit, you know. I think it's gonna be really good. I think it'll be a pretty good litmus test for us to see where we're at. And you know, I think it'll, you know, I'm not expecting it to be like an amazing, you know, full flowing kind of contest. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of our players haven't played in quite a few months now, and same with Sagna. I'm sure it's quite similar for them, but ultimately, you know, and we've only just, tomorrow's our only training session we're having as an actual combined team. But regardless of that, I think it's gonna be really good fun. I think the guys will enjoy it. We'll get minutes in the legs, which is important. And we'll as coaches, you know, like me and Ben and then Matthias and Sagana, we'll get to see some of these new players and see what they can bring and see where they maybe need to develop a little bit as well, which is really good. So ultimately, I can't wait. And, you know, we need to do more of these games. For us in Oslo, it's so easy to go to Sweden or ask those teams. Obviously, for you, Adam, and Stavanger, it's a bit more difficult, but, like, we need to do more of this.
Yeah, no, I've actually played Gothenburg twice. We used to play them as a warm up for the national team. I actually had a Facebook memory that came up from about, I think it was 9 or 10 years ago. We actually played Gothenburg at Volslocker and we were actually wearing Blinden strips that game, actually. Yeah. Against Gothenburg. Yeah, it's the very few times you'll ever see me in a Blinden strip. But yeah, they're a decent setup. They obviously train well together and stuff like that. But from what you're saying now with the team there, I think it's going to be a good game for you. I think you're going to win. I actually think you're going to win when you're really talking and sort of those kind of players you've got coming up. So
I think it's a really, for me, I was looking at it and, you know, I think it's a very strong team. And, you know, the guys who are playing from Sagan are like, you know, people like Connor and Sean, these are very good players. So and Paskey and others, you know, it's a strong team. So
Yeah, go hard. Go hard.
Yeah. No, we'll let you know. I think next week we'll do a bit of a recap and obviously your game, Adam, and this one, for sure.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, before we end the pod, I just wanted to talk, just get to say a story about the two French lads in Porsgrunn.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think this sums up Norwegian rugby really well, like the positive side of it. So basically, Lucas, we played last year a game for Oslo Capitals. It was Oslo Capitals and Porsgrunn Pirates put together against Sandnes in Porsgrunn. And it was fast. It was basically, it was me and another guy from Kristiansand. There was a load of lads from Farsund. There was a couple guys from Porsgrunn. And then there was the rest from Oslo Capitals. So it was like four teams put together to play Sandnes, who wanted to get to the final of the league competition. And basically we turned up, and this lad just turned up and started speaking. Vinny, one of the guys from Capitals who's French, just started speaking French to Vinny just on the sideline, and just started speaking French to each other. And we were like, who's this guy? And basically he was a French guy who'd got like a year or a year off contract building like a road or something, because you get quite a lot of these French engineers who come over and help out with that kind of stuff. And he just saw that there was a rugby game on and just turned up and just brought his boots with him and just turned up to this rugby game, just started chatting to the guys on the sideline and was like, you know, I played rugby before, I played union, but I, you know, and then we were like, do you want to play? And he goes, yeah, I mean, I can play if you want. And he basically just played for the Capitals in that game. First game of league ever, did really well. And I was like, shit, this lad's decent. And then we both got drug tested together afterwards. So we were sitting in for about an hour after the game, just in this little room, just chatting. And I was like, do you want to play more? And he was like, yeah, I'd like to play rugby while I'm here. Like, I didn't realize you could play rugby in Norway. And then we had another game month afterwards against Horten. It was first game for Kristiansand rugby. And I just asked those two boys, I asked him if he wanted to play, because it's only half hour, an hour away from Porsgrunn. And he was like, yeah, I'll turn up to Horton to play for you guys. Can I bring a friend? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. It turns up with this other lad, Sebastian, and they were the two best players on the pitch. And it was awesome. And then now we've tried to get them involved with Blinder, and they're coming over to Stavanger. They even had mates where they said, we've got mates coming over from France, can like they play? And we were like, yeah, they have to buy a license and stuff. So they thought, oh, okay, maybe not. But it's just great that we found these people, and like there's people like this all around the country. And I think that sums up Norway and rugby really well. Just people turning up with their boots just in case, and then now they're in. I think it's
I can't wait for it. Like, you know, on Saturday, so they're coming up on Saturday morning, I presume, right? And I don't think they know anyone who's playing in our team. They might play with a couple of them in that Capitals game, but I'm not too sure. But like, so they're going to come up to a team, they don't really know a single person there, and they're literally getting straight into it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and they'll probably stay over in Oslo. They'll go to the pub afterwards. Yeah. They'll meet the nutter French people in our team. They'll probably either get put off by them or absolutely love it. So yeah, it'll be classmate. And I think if we can find more of those kinds of people, I think rugby's going to just grow and grow and grow.
It is, yeah. And,
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
that, also, that's what...
Sorry, Adam.
No, mate, here you go.
No, after you, please.
No, I was just going to say, no, it's a good story, and it's little things like this, but like, you know, Jack, you got to take a bit of credit there. If you were talking to him, and he's obviously thought, he's wrongly or rightly thought, oh, he's a good bloke, and you know, you've welcomed him into the rugby community, and that's what we need to keep doing. But one of the things I want to do, we're trying to do at the Sevens tournament in Stavanger in a couple of weeks, is potentially get like a Barbars team going, so that if there are people who are sitting in Porsgrunn and haven't got a team to join, or in Haugesund or wherever they are, they haven't got teams to join, that we can at these tournaments, especially the NC Sevens, have a bar bars team so that people can come together. I know we're doing it. My missus is working quite hard in the background to try and get a West Coast Barbarians women's team going. You know, she's trying to get some of the girls from Kristiansand or Haugesund, Sandnes and Stavanger all to combine to get a team because, you know, they've got like 4 or 5 girls in each area, but like that doesn't make a team. 4 or 5 girls that are kind of like willing to do contact or eligible from an age point of view. So they're coming together. So that's really exciting. So hopefully we can try and promote more of that. That if people want to come, just turn up and we'll try and find you a spot in a team and you can play because that's how the game's going to grow. And like you said, you spoke to one guy, you brought another guy, and then he'll probably bring more other guys. And that's how the game's growing. You know what I mean? So yeah, good on you, man.
For sure.
Yeah, take full credit.
Yeah, good on you.
You should. And actually, I know we'll probably talk more about the Stavanger Sevens in the lead up to it. But yeah, I think you made a good point there, Adam. Like for anyone looking for a team, so as far as I'm aware, right now there's 7 teams signed up, and they're going for 8. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
So I know Chinny is really trying to push for an 8th team, which is going to be like a Barbars team, because I think even with 7 now, that's the most they've had at a sevens tournament in Oslo since the inaugural NM7s in Stavanger many, many years back now.
Mm.
So that is really good in itself, the fact that we're actually getting like 7 or 8 teams entered into these tournaments now. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a class weekend as well because we've got big social in our clubhouse lined up and like you said with 7 teams and then there's potentially 4 or 5 women's teams as well, so there's gonna be like 13 sevens teams there and it's just gonna be a really good day of rugby really. So
I don't know if you remember this, Adam, but you actually have agreed that Jack and I can both stay at yours so we can have a nice big sleepover.
Yeah, I honestly, that's the one that's going to be the highlight of my season because did I tell you we're going to have to share a double bed because I've only got a small place. So I can't wait. I cannot wait to be the Nutella in the sandwich. You know, it's going to be great. I just want to get sandwiched by you two boys and just feel safe. You know, because
maybe Jack can be in the middle and witness like a bit of a ginger Stoke sandwich.
Oh God.
A chocolate ginger nut, yes.
Chocolate ginger nut.
Yes, let's have it.
Can't think of anything better than that, lads.
You aren't going to get anything better than that, mate.
No. Right, I think on that note, we'll call it a day.
Yeah, let's end on that sweet ginger nutty note.
Yes, ginger nuts.
As long as Jonesy's done his ritual before the Sevens tournament.
You said you're a mate now. You'd give me a hand whenever I'm in need.
Oh, awesome. Right. Adam, best luck this weekend. Cheers. We're looking forward to a rundown next week. Go well. Enjoy the social afterwards. We'll speak to you soon, mate.
Nice one. And good luck for yourself at the weekend, mate. Nice one.
Cheers.
Take it easy, boys.
Boys.